Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jalen Knighton is with us. If you could do that a few more times, Jalen, we'd be very happy.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, like I said, if you could throw in a few more 60-yarders, we'll be very content.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
Jalen, when'd you know you had it?
I knew I had it as soon as TVD locked eyes before he threw the ball.
Okay. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
You had 19 touches in that game, receiving and carrying the football. Now you're the guy. Is that something you're embracing, that to get the ball 19, 20, 22 times a game?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's I'm embracing that. I'm ready for whatever coach, all the players coach got in for me. I'm ready for it, and every time the ball in my hand, I'm gonna execute the play.
You know, Jalen, the thing that impressed me is we're all aware of the talent level that you had coming in and what your success was at high school, but I don't think that the thing that, even start going back to last year, where you impressed me the most is that you have a physical presence. You're not going to try and hurdle somebody, or you're going to outrun them and make your moves and do what you have to do. But you got no problem lowering your shoulder and trying to run over anybody either, do you?
No, not at all. Since I was in Little League football, since I was in Pop Warner, we always was physical. The boys I grew up with, we always was physical. Every time we played football in my old neighborhood, every time we played football, we used to play tackle in the grass. That's just what it was. I grew up around a lot of physical. Always was physical since Little League and high school. My school, we was physical, and it was just always in it.
How nice was it to break some of those runs? Because I thought in the Virginia game, your first game, you were within a hair's breadth. You were really close to breaking some runs. And then, of course, you did against Carolina, so that's a good trend. How good did it feel to break some of those runs?
It feel good. Like, against Virginia, I just didn't keep my feet. So that's the main thing. I have, when I look in film, I be seeing that sometimes I have 80-yard runs if I just keep my feet. So that's the thing. That's what I'm working on right now. It's getting better. And it felt great. It just felt great making a guy miss, just keeping my feet going, just going full speed.
Jalen, you were out the first four games, and coaches talked about what a great job you did maintaining your focus and helping the football team. But you've been in two football games. Are you starting to get back into that game shape and the feel of how your offensive line works and the play calling? I'm sure it's taken a little bit of time to get back to that.
Definitely. I could say I was since I was on the suspension, I was always practicing hard, going over, just still installing the plays, running, going over film. I was just always practicing it. That's what practice made perfect. So I was just practicing that game speed at all times so that when my number is called, I'll be prepared.
Jalen, you are surrounded. You're considered a freshman, second-year freshman, because of the free year and all that. But you got a lot of young guys, whether it's you or Breshard Smith, Romello Brinson, Tyler Van Dyke, James Williams, Avante Williams out there running around now, Cam Kitchens, whoever it might be. There seems to be a lot of energy and passion. Is that something that you think we're going to continue to see, especially on Saturday?
Definitely. Just off of how the guys attack the week. It's how they attack the week. Everybody's been locked in. We've been locked in since day one. It's just that we just started off slow. We were starting off slow. But it's definitely coming this week. Definitely going to see it. And everybody's mindset, everybody's so locked in that it's we're going to let the show talk Saturday.
So tell us about, you know, how the room took the setback. I mean, you lost Harris and you lost Donald Chaney, and I know those guys are very, very important personalities to the football team, but how do you overcome that, and how the remaining three backs in that room support those guys?
Oh, yeah, we stay locked in. We talk to the boys, like, I talk to Cam. As soon as when Cam was on the sideline, he say, "Look, you can make history. It's your time right now. Take over." He say, "Take over," and that's the main thing. Cam always he tell us that when our number's called, we have to be prepared. With Don, he ready to get back. We talk to him. They come in film. That's the main thing with them. They come in film. They still in the room with us. We still learning with each other. So the bond, it never ends. So we all in film, we all working every single day. We be prepared just like that.
What are your thoughts about the defense you're going to see with North Carolina State? Actually, I think you might be the fastest guy in the field Saturday, but
they're real physical. They play with a lot of speed. Yeah. They play with a lot of speed. So we just have to just come with more. We have to be more physical. They play the gaps good. The linebacker's physical. We just have to attack them. We have to be more physical and use our speed more than they use in theirs. Catching them more often, getting them in misdirections. That's the focus.
Hey, Jalen, you know, so many things at your position are not based on your ability to just run the football. You have to be able to catch it. But every coach, whether it's the head coach, the position coach, it's what do you do without the football? And how do you work on that in your game?
Blocking. That was a big thing. My dad told me that if you don't block good as a running back, it's really not going to work out. So that's the key focus. Without the ball in your hand, is blocking, knowing your reads, knowing assignment, knowing what the next person got, knowing what the receivers got, knowing what other players on the field have. It's a lot with it that you have to, like, maintain and focus on.
You guys had that 97-yard drive the other day. You're involved in that with Tyler Van Dyke, a bunch of young guys in that huddle. Do you think that kind of drive, and even the one that went down the field with a chance to win late in the game, do you think since you were able to do that on the road in those in that situation, how much do you think that can help you going into this game or for the rest of the year?
This game is going to help us out. A drive like that, our fan base is going to go crazy. We're going to get our momentum, our confidence. It's going to come. So the main focus is, like, as us, as young guys, we just have to attack. We can't just play our game. Play our game. We ain't going to be nervous. Just play our game. Be prepared. Just play our game. Do our assignments and everything will work out.
Jalen, every football player who's in college, no matter what the position, he looked up to somebody in the National Football League or somebody that was before him. Who have you looked up to?
As in the NFL?
Yes.
A running back I looked up to was Adrian Peterson, Roger Craig. Back in the days, Roger Craig, Adrian Peterson, those were the only really running backs that I really focus in and just look at. Those running backs right there. I have a few teammates like Jerry Jeudy in the NFL, people that look up motivation. But people that I focus on who I try to make my running style relate to is Adrian Peterson, Roger Craig.
How about, before we let you go, your quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has taken over. Last man standing also. Your thoughts on Tyler and the progress he is making?
Well, yeah, Tyler's been preparing since day one. He's been prepared for this moment. His work habits, it all showed. So TVD, when TVD name was called, the team had so much confidence. They believed in TVD. So it was just next man up, and TVD was it. And we loved it. main focus is don't get TVD touch.
That is a golden rule, isn't it, for everybody, not just the offensive line?
Yeah, for everybody.
All right, Jalen, thank you for being with us. You got in the end zone three times. By the way, you were our best roofing, best player of the game the other day. You'll be getting a plaque soon.
Yeah, we'll be delivering a plaque to your locker here in the next week.
And if you get three more touchdowns on Saturday, we'll be very happy about that as well.
Yeah, but we'd be really happy if you got four, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you all so much.
Okay. All right, Jalen Knighton joining us.
Oh, they're fun, aren't they? Kids are great. I mean, look, you talk to those two, and you're right. Those are both freshmen. I mean, they're second year guys, but that's a heck of a. Those are a couple cornerstones for you.
Well, they give you some hope, and again, I think you know we all look back to yesteryear, and one of the biggest changes in modern college football is. They're kids. Before, when you played, you were there for 4 and 5 years. Mm-hmm. You got off the bench as a freshman.
Right.
But a lot of guys didn't get off the bench until they were men. Mm-hmm. You know, 19, 20 years old, whatever. Fourth year. I was on the airplane the other night when I got on the plane. Marcus Clark was in front of me. The kid who had the ball go through his hands, right? Marcus Clark. And I looked at him. Now, I know I'm getting old. And they are always the same age.
Right.
But I'm telling you.
He looks 12.
He looked 12.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, and he's got a long way to go in his career in terms of building up his body and his all of his muscles and all of those things. He looked 12. The ball went through his hands. You know?
You know the other thing, Joe, that affects all, this isn't a Miami thing, is you go back to the good old days, right? And the good old days had no constraints. So you talk about, you know, TVD said that he comes back at the end of the day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And that's what he should do. But back in the day, you had to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
It's part of the day.
It's part of the day. I mean, there was, you know, Sundays used to be a scrimmage. That was, you know, the toilet bowl day. Now, you imagine that. You go play a game. You come back. If you didn't play a certain amount of plays, you scrimmaged on Sunday. And there were no days off. So you could develop quicker because you repped it to death. And you played it. And it went on and on and on. And I think that you're seeing nationally. I'm not talking – this isn't a Miami thing. But nationally, you see how a lot of mistakes can happen. And you can see how development can somewhat be slowed and somewhat be skewed by the limited amount of stuff that you could do back in the day. And that was everybody's back in the day. That wasn't just a Hurricane. Yeah,
you lost to Florida State 1 year. Well, 82, right? 24-7.
Yep, in the Orange Bowl.
In the Orange Bowl.
What did we do the next day?
Well, I was going to say, did you scrimmage that night or did you scrimmage the next day?
7 a.m. the next day, Coach had it. It was a 3:30 kick. 3:30 kick. And which means you got done at what 6:30? We got out of there at 7:30. You got at 8. It was either 7 or 8 a.m. dressed. It was 8, probably 8 a.m. dressed the next day, and we went full go. And that was starters, full go.
Because we had to go here, but to put that in perspective, that was the I'm pretty sure that was the 82 season.
That was an 82 season, correct?
In 81.
Yeah.
You had a great team.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Penn State ranked number one.
Yeah.
Then there was a little news story on Wednesday that kiboshed your bowl hopes.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday beat Florida State.
Yeah.
You beat Penn State and Florida State back-to-back.
Yeah.
So that same team the next year, because you lost Jim Kelly,
yeah.
And then Coach Richt was – not Coach Richt, he was Mark Richt at the time. He was kind of in and out of the lineup. You had Vandeweghe. I think Vinny Testaverde even got in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you lose to Florida State. The year before you beat him, you lose to Florida State. And Howard Schnellenberger says, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think that was that event I think that event was one of the events that laid the foundation for the national championship.
Yeah, won the championship the next year.
But and Joe, I'm not telling you it was, let's get in shorts and go out and we're going to discuss what happened the day before. It was full-blown pads, helmets, scrimmage, the whole deal. And we so what would that be? Let's say it's 8 o'clock. 12 hours after you were done, right. 12 hours or 14 hours after you were done, and I didn't really, nobody said anything. Okay, yes, sir, we'll be there. You know what I mean?
Those were fun times.
We did have fun.
Okay, well, we're going to be back on Saturday at 3:30 with a 7:30 kickoff, and I think we're going to see a lot of young players, and I hope they bring the same amount of emotion.
It's going to be a great game.
I will send up my smoke signal to the ACC, let Miami be Miami.
Joe, we need our fans to bring emotion.
Yeah.
We really do. Yeah. You know, we were on the road for the first time in a long time where it was, not the Alabama game, obviously, but it was, we need to bring some emotion to that stadium and support these young men.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.